श्री जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा मैया की, श्री श्री निताय गौर चंद्र की, शिल प्रभुपाद की, अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की, निताय गौर प्रेमानंद की, ऑल ग्लोरी टू द सेपरेट डिवोटी, ऑल ग्लोरी टू द सेपरेट डिवोटी, ऑल ग्लोरी टू द सेपरेट डिवोटी, ऑल ग्लोरी टू श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरा.
Activities. His Grace Shishastikam Prabhu has served in the Air Force for 7 years. During his tenure, he was selected as a fighter pilot and also represented Indian Air Force in National Tennis Championship. He served in ISKCON since 1998 as a full-time teacher, being expert at scientific explanation of the Vedic culture, and by his profound knowledge, he has attracted many people, many youths to this Krishna conscious movement. He conducts lifestyle management seminars in many reputed educational institutes, corporate centers and industries. Being famous for his wit and wisdom and explicit presentation of the timeless Vedic wisdom, he is welcomed globally worldwide for presentations. As a part of his preaching too, he frequently visits many countries like UK, Europe, United States, and many others. He had conducted seminars in many reputed universities like Columbia, Manchester, Cambridge, Liverpool, and Penn State University. He is director of ISKCON Youth Forum and member of Temple Management Committee. We are really fortunate to have you today evening. Thank you.
Thank you.
Vrishabhanu
नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेक्षाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामी नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा हरे रामा 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा like to offer my heartfelt thanks and gratitude and to all the wonderful devotees over here coming for the first time. Am I audible enough for everyone? English? Is English okay?
Those who would like to have Kannada translation, His Grace Vishwapati Prabhu will be backside. He'll be giving it. Kannada dil anuvada bekagiravaru ee konenalli Vishwapati Prabhu idare barbodu.
Just this afternoon, I was on a conference call, and there was a question asked to me that whatever we do in devotional service, how do we know that it is going in the right direction? Because we read about exalted devotees in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, and the contemporary devotees. And then we try to sometimes imitate. We try to follow their footsteps, sometimes we try to imitate what they have done. But then we don't see the same result as what we hear that they had achieved in their devotional practice. So I thought of discussing something on these lines. I guess most of you are practicing devotees here. How many of you chant? So most of you are devotees. Now, as human beings, whatever we do, we first keep the purpose of that activity in front of us. Am I right? You set out of your house, and if you have decided to go to a mall, big bazaar, something like that, what is the purpose? Shopping. The purpose is to shop something. Someone sets out for a movie theater. What is the purpose? The purpose is entertainment. Someone sets out to go to a restaurant. What is the purpose? To not just eat. Food is available at home also. To eat something different from what is the routine? To break the routine. One goes to a hospital. What is the purpose? To get cured of some disease or ailment. Now, all these places, the purpose is well defined. When we come for a satsang like this, then the most important question which we should be asking naturally, what is my purpose? If I am going for the first time, or if I have been going so many times, then is the purpose clear in front of me coming to a satsang program like this? So what do you say? I guess you must have been coming here for a long time. So what is the purpose for coming to a satsang program like this? Good, Prashad? We have prasad here, Prabhupada, program. Yeah, of course, that could be a good reason to come. Apart from that?
Knowledge. Keep our devotion intact.
Knowledge you can acquire even by reading at home.
To keep our devotion intact.
No more devotion. Associated with devotees. Wonderful. I just wanted to know that we are on the same page. Since I am coming for the first time. खोया हुआ संबंध जोड़ने के लिए अभी हम बंधन में हैं, बंधन से संबंध में आ जाए. गुड गुड. सो शंकराचार्य इन वन ऑफ हिज कॉम्पोजिशंस वेरी ब्यूटिफुल वर्स विच टॉक्स अबाउट सत्संग. सो आई ट्राई टू डिस्कस फ्रॉम दिस वर्स वेरी इजी संस्कृत. सो इन विच ही एक्सप्लेन्स दैट for a person who is trying to advance in spiritual life through satsang, what should be the symptoms of that person? Just like we discussed few examples, if somebody has visited a hospital, maybe admitted in a hospital and then was discharged from the hospital, then you see some symptoms of that person's visit to the hospital. Symptoms of good health. Someone who has visited a restaurant, what is the symptom? Belly. Full belly, pockets empty. Something like that. Someone has visited, gone to a movie, for a entertaining movie. Many times when people they go for movies, when they come back, ek wo surur bana rehta hai us movie. If it's an action thriller, then you know the man, he thinks as if that he was that, you know, the way he talks for some time, that lingering feeling is there of that movie. If it's a romantic movie, then all the roses and the, you know, red hearts and here and there are going everywhere. उसका सुरूर बना रहे. सो पता चलता है कि मूवी थिएटर से आए. सो सम सिम्टम इज सीन लाइक वन कपल, यू नो, दे वॉच्ड वन वेरी रोमांटिक हॉलीवुड मूवी इन विच अवर द खान वॉज देयर, द फेमस खान एंड काजोल जोड़ी. It was there, and very tragic, with all tears, and you know, towards the end, you know what I'm so talking about. So the couple comes home, and the wife is looking at the husband. Dekha, kitna pyar kar raha tha wo kajol se, aur ek tum ho. So he was from the IT background, since we are in Bangalore. So the husband was from the IT background. So he was analyzing everything. So he had three reasons to defend himself. So he said, "तुम वो उसकी शाहरुख खान की बात कर रहे हो? सो जो काजोल को वहाँ प्यार कर रहा था उस मूवी में, तीन कारण मैं देता हूँ, इतना प्यार दिख रहा था उसका. First reason." He got 3 crores for that. To show that love, he got 3 crores. Someone give me 3 crores, I will also do all this. First reason, 3 crores. Second reason, only 3 hours. He has to love her only for 3 hours. And the third most important reason, वो काजल उसकी बीवी नहीं है. So someone who has just returned, you know, from watching a movie, is in that stupor of that movie. So we can see some symptoms. So like that, visit to all these places can be seen through the symptoms within that person. Coming back to the question, visiting a satsang program, what are the symptoms? Lakshan kya hai? So herein, this particular verse, Shankaracharya is giving very easy to see symptoms within us. So which means, if I have been attending satsang programs for a while, or even if I have come for the very first time, I should make sure that the purpose of my visit over here, is it getting fulfilled through the exhibition of these symptoms within me? Are you ready? Shall we take off? Buckle up. Satsangatve nisangatva, nisangatve nirmohatvam, nirmohatve nishchalatattvam, nishchalatattve jivanamukti. Simple Sanskrit. So this verse begins with the word satsanga. Satsangatve nisangatvam. So the first symptom which is explained in this verse, that if someone has successfully participated in satsang, the first symptom which is to be seen in that person is nisanga. What is the meaning of nisanga? Bad association should go down. That is the first symptom. So coming for a weekly satsang program, but then if simultaneously the other bad association outside is still happening, then proper satsang has not been done. Now the question is, how do you define what is bad association? In Tulsi Ramayana, beautifully, Tulsidas explains, you know, that what is the power of association? So he gives the example of dust particles. That dust particles, when they come in contact with wind, dust particles can raise itself to such an extent that it can land on the crown of a king, where even the queen cannot sit. The queen might be very close to the king, but even the queen cannot sit on the crown of the king, but these dust particles in association with wind can go to that level. And the same dust particles, when they come in contact with rainwater, they become muck, kichad ban jate. To dhuli ke kan jab hawa ke sampark mein aate hain to kisi raja ke sheesh par jakar baith sakte hain, aur wahi dhuli ke kan jab barish ke sampark mein aate hain to kichad ban jate. This is the power of association. So which means we are like dust particles. What kind of association we take will depend whether we'll raise ourselves or whether we'll degrade ourselves. So what is the definition of bad association? How do you define what is good, what is bad as far as association is concerned? Simple definition I will put forth in front of you, and all of us, we can individually translate in our lives how much is a good association happening and how much is a bad association happening. Any person, any object, any situation, any place. Four things. Person, object, situation, place, which takes you away from the supreme absolute truth, is your bad association. Any person, object, situation, place brings you closer to the supreme absolute truth, is your good association. Simple? Now, वी कैन इंडिविजुअली ट्रांसलेट. कौन वो व्यक्ति, विच आर दोज ऑब्जेक्ट्स, विच आर दोज सिचुएशंस एंड विच आर दोज प्लेसेस विच ब्रिंग्स मी क्लोजर टू कृष्णा और टेक्स मी अवे फ्रॉम कृष्णा. दैट इज माई गुड एंड बैड एसोसिएशन. So even a smartphone can become your good association. A smartphone can become a satsang. Nowadays, devotees, they have such WhatsApp groups and they share so much of spiritual stuff. So yes, the same smartphone which was not designed for it, and there are ill effects also so much about a smartphone, about maybe a television or whatever. But the same object, if it is bringing you closer to Krishna and your goal for Krishna Prem, a smartphone can become your satsang. So therefore, herein we have to analyze. Once we go back to our respective places, we have to analyze that whether this symptom is being seen in me, satsangatve nisangatva. My bad association, is it going down? The second symptom, Shankaracharya explains in this verse, that once this symptom is seen, the bad association is going down. Nisangatve nirmohatva. Is sansar mein jo moha hai. Moha. What is the meaning of moha? Illusion. Illusion means to think something to be real which is not technically exactly real. Again, the example of movie. Now they are honest enough to say that whatever they are going to show in that movie is all fake. Nowadays, they show the disclaimer. Every character in this movie is fictitious. ये सारे पात्र काल्पनिक है और हम इसकी जिम्मेदारी नहीं लेते. बट देन व्हेन पीपल वॉच एंड दे क्राई, दोस टीयर्स आर रियल, एवरीथिंग ऑन द स्क्रीन इज फेक. बट द इमोशन देयरफॉर यू नो वी हैव सीन इन दिस मूवी थिएटर्स पीपल व्हाई डू दे ईट सो मच व्हाइल वॉचिंग, बिकॉज दैट इज द ओनली रियल थिंग हैपनिंग. Everything else is illusory. So, moha. Now, these words are only used in satsang programs, you know. Outside, this vocabulary is not used. Moha. Anartha. So, this kind of vocabulary is not used outside. So, generally, you know, when we come to a satsang program like this, the questions are also used, you know, the vocabulary like this is used in the questions. That, moh maya se chutkara kaise paya jaye? How to be freed from moh and maya? So, once Maharaj Janak asked this question to his Vidvat Sabha. Now, who is Maharaj Janak? We all know. So, Maharaj Janak is asking this question, how to be freed from this illusory attachment? Moh maya se kaise chutkara paye? Now, because the king has asked, the entire Vidvat Sabha, they came together to give a solid answer. So, as they were discussing to give a proper solid answer to the king, Ashtavakra Muni walked in the palace, and he is the greatest of all scholars. So when Ashtavakra Muni walked in, everyone stood up. Maharaj Janak stood up, that a great fortune that this Atithi has walked in, this great exalted soul has walked in, and so timely when I had this question. So it was so timely also. So he decided to ask this question to him. Everyone said, the one you should be answering now. So Maharaj Janak is asking the same question to Ashtavakra Muni. Ashtavakra Muni first said, My dear king, knowledge is like water. It flows from higher dimension to lower dimension. So take a lower seat. So immediately, Maharaj Janak, he had Ashtavakra Muni sit on the asana, the simhasana, and he took a lower seat. Now, Ashtavakra Muni, he said, now this is proper arrangement. Now, what is your question? Mohmaya se kaise chutkara paya jaye? How to be freed from this attachments? As soon as Ashtavakra Muni heard that question, he got up from the simhasana and he started running out of the palace. Now, imagine what just happened is, imagine if somebody asked me that question, Prabhuji, moh maya se kaise chutkara paya, and I start walking, running out. You will wonder, kya hua, current laga tha, humne galat pooch liya question. But Ashtavakra Muni is running outside, it has to be for some valid reason. So everyone, the entire Vidvat Sabha, the entire Sabha, and Maharaj Janak running behind Ashtavakra Muni. Munivar went outside, there was a tree. He embraced the tree tightly and started shouting loudly, "Leave me! Leave me!" Others were more bewildered. But Maharaj Janak got the answer. Did you get it? What's the answer? We are holding on. And then we ask that question, how to get rid of it? You know, I had read in my childhood, and I was also told by my seniors that, you know, when a hunter captures a parrot, now people, you know, they sell these caged parrots, people, they have it at the homes also, parrots, very common in India. Have you ever thought of that, how these parrots are caught? Because parrots, they fly so high and so fast, they can fly. How are they caught? And you know, to have a beautiful bird like that in a cage, you know, people will only buy when it is in one piece, when it is not wounded in any place, that's when they will buy. So how come that hunter, he manages to capture a parrot without harming it, without shooting? Have you ever thought? So I was told, very interesting technique this hunter uses. So whichever particular tree where most of the parrots, they come and perch on it. So this hunter, he makes a jhula, a swing. So he has a bamboo, which is of course hollow, and he has a rope passing through and makes a jhula like that, a very simple kind of a swing. And it ties it to one of the branches of that tree where these parrots come and perch. So obviously, one of the parrots will come and sit on that swing, which means put the claws on that bamboo. As soon as the parrot does that, what will happen? Because the bamboo is hollow, so the bamboo will rotate because of the weight of the parrot. And as the bamboo rotates, the parrot thinks it's going to fall down. So there is a kind of an illusion created for the parrot. And as soon as the parrot thinks that it's about to fall, it clings on more tightly to that bamboo. The more tightly the parrot clings, the more it rotates. And the more it rotates, the more the parrot thinks that it's about to fall. And when the parrot is busy with all of that struggle, the hunter very conveniently from behind comes, catches hold of that parrot, puts it in the cage. What the parrot had to do? The parrot at that moment forgot that it has wings. It can fly so high. But because of that illusion created by the hunter, the parrot keeps clinging on tightly, more tighter, and then becomes the victim and is engaged. So similarly, in this material world, when we talk of moha, so many things we create all around us and we try to hold on to it thinking that this is going to free me from this particular misery. Okay, so if I am buying a gadget, so this gadget is going to free me from the existing misery. And yes, of course, we buy it for other reasons also, not just the need factor, but the pleasure factor. It's mostly for the pleasure factor, but then we justify that it's my need also. And then what happens is, more of these things are clinged on by us. More we become like that parrot getting engaged in that rigmarole of, you know, getting this, holding on to it. If I don't have this, if I don't go over there, if I don't meet these people, if I don't have this kind of a situation in my life, if I don't look like this, if I don't present myself like that. And what is happening is, we are getting it from others. Many times, just like people, often, most of the times, when they dress up for others. Like my old friend, and he met me first time after 17 years. So, at that time I was at Radha Gopinath temple. And he somehow got my number from my brother, my eldest brother. So, I received a call of his. And from the other side, you know, he's in a very anxious tone. Like, he's talking to me after 17 years. So in a very anxious tone, Sharad, bola, Sharad. So nobody called me by that name, you know, so many years. So my legal name. So he said, "Ah, kaun bol rahe hain? Kaun bol? Abe, aap kya? Main tera dost, Kuldeep. Oh, tu hai kaha? Pura class dhoond raha hai tujhe. Where are you? Where the hell are you?" So, now, how to explain to him in 5 minutes what happened? So, I asked him, "Where are you?" He said, "I'm in Delhi." "Where are you?" I said, "I'm in Bombay. Next week I'm coming. Agle hafte mein Bombay hai. Kahan par? Address, address with address." So I said, "Okay, likh le. Radha Gopinath Mandir." So initially he thought that that's the landmark. So he said, "Radha Gopinath Mandir, 7 a.m. Munshi Mahal, Girgaon Chowpatt. Tu mandir mein kya kar raha hai?" "Mandir mein rehta hai." "Bola, haan, mandir." So he has no idea. He only knew that I was in the Air Force, and what happened after that, he has no idea. So I said, "You just come. Apni aankhon se dekh lena, apne samajh lena. I can't explain everything on phone." So finally, a week after, he comes. So he's calling me. He's at the gate. So he's calling me that, "I am here at the gate, the address you gave, you know, the temple, it looks like a temple here. And where are you?" So I was at the reception. I was right in front of him. So I said, "I am right in front of you." So he saw so many other saffron brahmacharis walking around. So he couldn't figure out. Then he saw me with the phone. And he couldn't even hang up his phone. That was his expression. Jaw drop. He looked at me, top to bottom, bottom to top, like that. And the first exclamation which he gave, ये एमटीवी से आज तक कब हो गया? So I looked at him, भैया तू डिस्कवरी चैनल कब हो गया? So he was, you know, it was like short circuit for him. वो शक्ल तो वही दिख रही है, शक्ल के अगल बगल सब बदल गए. So then there was an evening program. I was headed towards Bandra for a program. So I said, you come along with me. So once you attend a program, then slowly you will understand a little philosophy also and what I meant to and all that. So he said, okay, I have taken one full day off for you. I want to know that kya se kya ho gaya? What has this happened to you? So I got ready for the evening program, and then he was waiting in the reception. So I came down, and we were about to take a cab. So he's asking, तू ऐसे आएगा? तू ऐसे दो तीन बार आ जाता है? ऐसे कोई बिग बदला नहीं? ऐसे डरे हम तो पूरा और शेप करके बंद निकलते हैं. So just see the difference. Earlier, you know, whenever I would come out, तो सवार के जाता था बाल. पहले जो बाल थे, उसको सवार के निकलता था. जब ब्रह्मचर्य आश्रम ज्वाइन किया तो निकाल के निकलते. So he was like, you know, he was concerned for me. Like, ऐसे क्यों आ रहा है? So because my childhood friend, you know, we were together till 12th standard from kindergarten, you know. So he was addressing me not like Prabhuji and aap and all that. Tu, aise kya kar raha? Sharam nahi aayi? So in between all the time, you know, he kept on asking, aise So we were passing by, you know, Bombay, so many big billboards and holdings and like that. So again, when he asked that question, he said, "Phir bhi to aise kyun? Kya zulfe thi yaar teri?" So we were passing by. There was a big billboard, and there was this guy advertising for Frenchy, VIP Frenchy underwear. And I was standing like that. मैं उसको दिखाया था कि इसको शर्म आ रही है. पूरे बंबई के सामने कचरे में पड़ा. मैं तो पूरे कपड़े पहना हूँ. So and then, you know, while we were coming back, so we took the train, and he was still, you know, क्या यार वो तेरा एयरफोर्स ऑफिसर का रुबाब था, क्या कर लिया है, कैसे मैं तेरे को दिखाऊंगा बाकी क्लास को. सो हाउ यू सी थिंग्स गेट अरेंज ऑल्सो. सो वेन यू वॉज एस्किंग ऑल दैट क्वेश्चन, क्या रुबाब था. सो यू नो दोज, हैव यू सीन दोज बेगर्स विद हारमोनियम एंड बेगिंग पॉट लाइक दैट, यू नो, दे कीप सिंगिंग इन ट्रेन्स. So there was this beggar with a small harmonium, he was singing. And always you will find when they are begging, they sing very deep songs, you know, which will inspire people to give them some arms with some meaning and some philosophy in that. So as this friend Kuldeep, you know, he was still concerned for me with all those questions and, you know, kind of pitying me. So this beggar came with harmonium, and he was singing right in on his face. कल जो तन के चलते थे अपनी शान शौकत पर, क्षमा भी नहीं जलती आज उनकी दुर्गत पर. I don't know whether you remember this. कल की जवानी पर इतराने वाले तू पछताएगा, चढ़ता सूरज धीरे धीरे ढलता है ढल जाएगा. And he was looking at the beggar and the beggar was, you know, fearfully and looking in his eyes. I didn't have to say anything. He sang on my behalf. So, over here, you know, when we talk of illusion, that how things which we do, which we are not supposed to do, and we think that that is real. I think I took this, that point, that when people dress, you know, how they are trying to present that, even if that is very uncomfortable. It's like I've seen when I was in Mumbai, people, you know, tie wagar pehna hua hai, garmi ka mausam hai, sweating, but you know, jeans pant and boots and all that, you know, those that kind of attire is for the Western countries, you know, where it's so cold and all that. In fact, one person, he was, I think it was Delhi, so, and it was the summer season in Delhi. I had gone for some programs, a house program and also kind of a corporate program. So one person, he was like a little skeptical kind of person, and he was asking all those kind of questions, that why this tilak, why like this, why these two lines, huh? Scale use karte hai. Why shaven head, why dhoti, why this? So like that he was asking those kind of questions. So you're wearing a tie. So I asked, oh, ek kanthlangot bandha hai, ye kya? Sanskrit mein tie ko, tie ka translation hai? Kanthlangot. So he didn't get it. So the thing which you have tied around your neck, this noose, what is the logic behind that? Logic? What do you mean? You are asking me, na? What is the logic behind what we know? I am asking you, you explain. What's the logic behind this tie? Sir, are tie? Huh? Educated, I am educated. Oh, so just wearing tie, you know, that proves that you are educated. So he didn't have any logic to defend what he's doing. I said, I'll tell you. This is in the medieval times, when in the European countries, when these people would be working for their, you know, masters. So because of the cold country, the cold weather, they would always have running noses. So to always take out the handkerchief from behind and take care of the running nose, so the master, the employer, what he would do, he would make an arrangement that you tie that over your neck, so that whenever you have running noses, your work continues and you do it from there. Yeah, that's the purpose for that. That's how it began. I said, do you know, this is the logic. What does that mean? So many times you will find that, you know, we miss out on what we really should be doing, and we take on so many things and conceptions and perceptions which are dumped on us. In fact, the kind of lifestyle which I was living earlier, now when I look back at that lifestyle, I feel, how was I living like that? Have you experienced something like that? Becoming a devotee? Really? I was the one who was doing all that stuff. I was the one who was speaking that language. I was the one who was hanging out with those kind of people.
Seriously? And we feel that actually we are supposed to live like this. We feel, at least, we may not be totally self-realized, but at least we have got that much realization that this is what my natural living was supposed to be. It's a big realization. Okay. So when we speak of nirmohatva, it is at every level. Which means, when it comes to the transformation of the habits, the lifestyle, the actions. You see, when we come to Krishna consciousness, we see that there are some changes which takes place. Sometimes it happens unknowingly, and sometimes, yes, we consciously bring about that change within us. Like, for the first time, when I was asked to put on dhoti. Now for me, I was always into, you know, jeans and all that kind of stuff. So first time, when I wore a dhoti, I kept on looking. Hai ki nahi? Itna light hai, hai ki nahi? I didn't feel like I'm wearing anything. So it was a big change. I see people wearing dhoti. You must have experienced it. The first time when you put on dhoti, it's a big change. And you know, I thought that this tilak, you know, like straight line, I can never do this. You've experienced first time wearing tilak? Pura, it goes on winding roads, ghat area, like that. And the tulsi, initially mera banana leaf banta tha. Initially kele ka patta tha. Abhi dheere dheere tulsi ke patte pe aaya. So these are all small changes, you know. The Vaishnava attire, the tilak, shaven head, like that. But, and then, you know, your habits, that's a second level of change. You change your habits, the kind of habits we had earlier, the language we used to use. Now, after coming to the devotee community, our language changes, you know. Dandot pranam, machakakur, basically like that. Lifestyles change, you know, as a grahastha, you must have experienced, you know, restructuring of the furniture and the house inside, everything. That changes, order comes, you know, and everything is, all the paintings change, Krishna conscious paintings and everything. So, lifestyles change. But you know, the most difficult is changing the paradigm. Even as devotees, we hold on to our opinions very strongly. Yes, we may be a person in the same community, eating the same prasad, reading the same Bhagavad Gita, under the same spiritual master, serving the same deities, but we will have our opinions. If you see Bhagavad Gita first chapter, Arjun, he gave up Gandiva. Vepatuscha sharire me roma harshascha jayate gandivam sram sate hastatvak chaiva paridahyate. Arjun gave up Gandiva and picked up his opinion. This is my opinion. Ye mera mat hai. And very strongly he presented to Krishna. That is the first chapter. And the last chapter, Nashtamoha smritir ladva tat prasada mayachuta stitosmi gata sandeha karishye vachanam tava. The same Arjun who gave up Gandiva and picked up his opinion, the 18th chapter, he picks up Gandiva and gives up his opinion. That is the journey of Bhagavad Gita. Which means, if we also want to follow Bhagavad Gita as it is in the footsteps of Arjun, giving up chai, coffee, onion, garlic, that's nothing. The real test is to give up the false ego, which means opinion means this is my opinion. This is the exhibition of the false ego. So that's the most difficult. So this is the journey of Bhagavad Gita. Picking up Gandiva, giving up one's opinion. And Arjun, he was a celebrated warrior. He was not any rank and file person. He was a celebrated warrior. And Krishna chose to drive Arjun's chariot. You know, imagine the kind of reputation, name, fame, recognition Arjun had. And to give up one's opinion. Sometimes, you know, as devotees, if we are in a management meeting, I have experienced that senior devotees, to conduct a festival or a program like that, you know, maybe a program like this, there is a management meeting. Vyasasan Kavanachi. One devotee says Vyasasan should be in this corner. Other said no, Vyasasan should be in the middle. Dono ka opinion clashing. He has his valid reasons, he has his valid reasons. Both are devotees. I'm not willing to give up their opinions. And what to speak if they are more recognized? If they are more reputed. Imagine Arjun. And for Arjun, that was his real humility. You know, one time I was listening to one lecture of Radhanath Maharaj. And I still remember very wonderfully, he was narrating the episode of Arjun and Krishna, Karna Arjun, the final combat of Karna and Arjun. So explain that who was Karna? Karna was technically a Pandava. He was technically Kunti Putra. In fact, the senior most, the eldest. But because he went into wrong association of Duryodhan, Karna became anti-Pandava. So he explained, similarly, we have our true ego, which is like Karna, which is supposed to be Krishna Das. But in wrong association, it becomes false ego. And then it fights against the Pandavas. So we have the true ego, and that turns in this material world as false ego. So then in the Mahabharata war, this combat of Arjun and Karna, in fact the warriors, whenever they would shoot a certain weapon, a special weapon, you know, like there was a mountainous weapon, and the counteraction for the mountainous weapon was, you know, an airy weapon, or counteraction for an airy weapon was a mountainous weapon. If there is a fiery weapon, the counteraction was a watery weapon, like that, you know. So the opposites were used by the warriors. So herein, when they came face to face, and we know the story that the chariot wheel of Karna got stuck and he got down, nihatta hai Karna, and that time Krishna tells Arjun, shoot him. And Arjun, this is against the war code, what will be my reputation? That, you know, everyone was waiting for this grand finale of Arjun and Karna, and you know, if they, it will go down in the history that that's how Arjun defeated Karna. No, no way. And Krishna, he tells, you give up that so-called reputation of yours and you kill him right now. That's my order. So he explained that Karna, whom we just understood is the representation of false ego, to counteract that false ego, Arjun had to become humble. Just like to counteract a mountainous weapon, airy weapon were used. To counteract a fiery weapon, watery weapon were used. So Krishna said, to counteract this false ego, Arjun, you have to take shelter of humility. And that's how Arjun wins over Karna. So when we look into Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita is this transition from giving up one's so-called opinion and perspective and taking on Krishna's opinion. Making Krishna's opinion, Krishna's perspective as our perspective. So then, this is the second symptom. Are you still with me with that verse?
Yes.
Satsangatve nissangatva nissangatve nirmohatvam nirmohatvam nishchalatatvam. This is the third symptom. That once the illusion is gone away from our life, then the next symptom is nishchalata arpya. Bad association gone, moha is gone, then comes nishchalata. What is the opposite of nishchalata? Chanchalata. And what is that famous verse from the Bhagavad Gita? Chanchalam hi mana krishna pramathi balavadridham tasyaham nigraham manye vayu iva sudushkaram. Again Arjun. Arjun, he is reciting that verse. And who is Arjun? One who could resist Urvashi. Who is Urvashi? Miss Heavens. She was not in the entourage of Indra. She was gifted by Nar Narayan Rishi. She was created by Nar Narayan Rishi. Of course, Indra very happily accepted. And that Urvashi is presenting herself. People were mad after her. And that Urvashi was having feelings for Arjun, that, you know, she had heard so much about Arjun, earthly being. And here all heavenly beings, you know, so like for heavenly beings, they look down upon earthly beings. Like one time, you know, Radha Govind Maharaj, I was listening to one of his lectures, he was saying, Swarg mein, jab devtaon mein jhadap hoti na, to devtaon mein agar jhagda hua, pata wo gali kya dete, eh manushya. That's a gali. One devta calling another devta, hey, manushya. So imagine now, Arjun, an earthly human being, going up there, and the most celebrated of all damsels in the court of Indra is proposing to Arjun, and Arjun calls her Mataji. It happened with me once, you know, in Bombay, the marathon time. So we had set up a stall at Dadar station. So I just recently joined, and you know, we are so much used to Prabhu Mataji like that, addressing everyone. So one young girl, she was, you know, trying to look for a book, and so I presented one book to her, and while telling about that book, I addressed her Mataji. She must be 19-20 year old. As soon as she heard, because she was the only one there at the table, so obviously I was talking to her, she slammed the book. How dare you call me Mataji? So I realized, okay. I said, potentially you are. So then I immediately remembered when Arjun called Urvashi Mataji. What Urvashi must have felt. So that was the self-control of Arjun. And that Arjun, why all this story I am, you know, telling about Arjun? Because that Arjuna is reciting this verse. Chanchalam hi mana krishna pramathi balavat dridham. Now if you try to analyze this verse, Arjun begins this verse by saying, you are asking me to control my mind, Krishna. Let me tell you first. The first impossibility for me to control this mind of mine, is chanchalam. Exact translation of that is restless. Now you see that there is restlessness of two kinds of restlessness. One is restlessness of a small kid. You know, sometimes during lectures you find small children running around. And हम लोग कैसे बोलते हैं, जब बड़ा भी हो जाता है तो माँ बाप उसको कैसे बोलते हैं, बचपन में बहुत चंचल था तो, which means they are admiring ना, बच्चे की चंचलता वो उसको सराहा जाता है, उसकी सराहना की जाती है. So Arjun thought that maybe Krishna didn't get it when I use the word chanchala. So Arjun thought Krishna is thinking, is admiring, mind is chanchal. It's like a parent will admire the chanchalta of a child. Now there is another kind of restlessness. Imagine if one of your grown-ups, you know, you adult, if you get up and start running around. छोटे बच्चे यहां वहां भाग रहे हैं तो कोई ध्यान नहीं देते. आप में से कोई वयस्क अचानक लेक्चर के बीच में खड़ा हो जाए और भागने लग जाए, हम में से कोई कितना चल जाए. सो देयर इज व्हाट विल कॉल. So the next adjective Arjun uses after chanchalam, pramathi. My dear Krishna, by the way, if you are thinking, admiring this quality of my mind, that is chanchalam, let me tell you, it is not just restless, it is madly restless. Pramathi, it is madly restless. Now sometimes mad people, crazy people, you know, they can be controlled by physical power. You know, like if a skinny weakling gets up and starts running around, so any one of us can slap him. But if a very powerful Hulk starts running around crazily, imagine an elephant goes mad. Can anyone slap an elephant? Which means the restlessness of a madman when is clubbed with power. That's the next adjective Arjun uses. Arjun says, my mind is not just restless, it's madly restless. Not just madly restless, balavan. It is powerfully madly restless. Now sometimes some people who are big, huge in size, with some good counsel, you know, they can be transformed. But if somebody is obstinate, then no matter what you do, because of that obstinacy, that person will never agree to what you want to say. So this is the fourth adjective Arjun uses. My mind is not just restless, madly restless, powerfully madly restless, dridham, obstinately, powerfully, madly restless. Ab bolo kya bolo. And to top it all, Arjun uses one analogy. You ask me to control a raging wind, a tornado, a cyclone, I can do that. I have the skill sets. It's like icing on the cake of impossibility of controlling the mind. But this mind cannot be controlled of mind. So now, if we just read that one verse, Arjun bol raha hai. Who is Arjun? We just understood. He is saying, 4 adjectives he is using, impossible to control the mind, with an example, let's party, chalo. The next verse, Krishna begins, Asamshayam tu Mahabaho Mano Durni Graham Chala. In fact, Krishna begins that verse without sanshay. Bina sanshay ke Arjun, jo tum bol rahe ho, sahi hai. Sahi hai. Really? Asamshayam tu Mahabaho Mano Durni Graham. Durni Graham. But Krishna gives two remedies. Abhyas Vairagya. अभ्यास है ना तो कौन थे वैराग्य चक्रिष्य थे. सो वी सी दैट जनरली व्हेन वी सिट फॉर अ क्लास सो टू थिंग्स हैपन ड्यूरिंग अवर चैंटिंग ऑल्सो टू काइंड्स ऑफ ऑब्स्टिकल्स वी फेस ड्यूरिंग हियरिंग एंड चैंटिंग वन इज विक्षेप एंड द अदर इज लय आलस्य. सो आइदर विक्षेप मीन्स डिस्ट्रैक्शन. सो यस द बॉडी इज सिटिंग हियर and the mind tells to the body, really, you're going to sit here for 1 hour? Bye. I'm going out for a stroll. So the mind goes, you know, wherever the mind wants to go. So either the mind is distracted, and how fickle the mind is, that while listening to a lecture, you listen something and the mind connects it with something else. Like you are sitting for this class and you heard the word chanchal. Immediately the mind will go into the past. Arey, ek singer tha, Narendra Chanchal. Devi ke bhajan gaya karta. इमीडिएटली वो कहाँ चला गया? वो चंचल वर्ड सुना किसी और के ख्याल में चला गया. दैट्स कॉल्ड विक्षेप. सो इफ इट्स नॉट विक्षेप इट इज आलस्य. एंड व्हाट इज आलस्य? वी एक्सपीरियंस दैट, वी कीप डोजिंग ऑफ. सो विक्षेप इज बिकॉज ऑफ टू मच अटैचमेंट for material things, and alasya is because of lack of attachment towards Krishna. I'll explain this, that what we are attached to, we will never fall asleep in that activity. Have you ever experienced while taking prasad you doze off? If someone is, you know, addicted to watching cricket, even if it is night 2 o'clock, some match is going on, with unblinking eyes, will be glued to the screen, and like Gopi's curse, Brahmaji, why did you fashion these eyelids that they blink? Ball miss ho gaya. Why? Because so much attached. Somehow, what happens? That even if we have slept for like good 8 hours, 10 hours, when the lecture begins, something happens, you know, to the sleep mode. And why? Because lack of attachment. Why there is lack of attachment? Because lack of knowledge. Now, imagine if I say that tonight we'll discuss about Shatrughna Hante, name form pastimes of this person Shatrughna Hante, and you'll have to chant 16 rounds of Shatrughna Hante, Shatrughna Hante, Nahunte Nahunte, Shatrughna Hante. I can see faces right now. Abhi tak theek the prabhu ji. Who is this guy? I don't know this is made of something. So because no knowledge, no attachment. You've never heard of a fellow like this. So there will be no attachment. You know, in China, they have these big, huge maternity rooms where, you know, the most populated country. So they have these maternity wards wherein, you know, like sometimes hundreds of babies are born in a day. So some of these maternity wards, they have a system because, you know, babies look alike, what to speak of Chinese babies. So they have a system there. You know, the mother, the baby and the bed, they are one number. You know? So if the bed number is 10, then the mother is also given the number 10 and the baby is also given the number 10. So, you know, so they can discriminate. This baby belongs to this mother number 10, who was on bed number 10, like that. So, you know, after she comes to consciousness and then finally now she wants to see her baby. So all the babies are lined up with their numbers. So everyone looks alike. And she doesn't know what number is it. She does, so the doctor comes and tells, so yours is number 9. This is my baby. All the love and the attachment. How did it happen? Hearing. Kaise hua? Imagine the doctor said, oh, I'm sorry, it's 8. All of that love, just a minute ago, was for number 9, it has shifted to number 8. How it happened? So we also, like that Chinese mother earlier, we were told by so many people, this is, you know, your baby, this is your attachment. And all the love. Finally we come to a satsang program and then we are told, Jagannath, that is your real love. Jagannath. Hearing, power of hearing. Rukmini never saw Krishna. She decided to marry again. Taking the example of marriage, what happens if we talk about arranged marriage? What happens? Love marriage is different. Talk about arranged marriage. You know, the parents, they meet first. So the boy's parents, they meet with the girl's parents. What do they exchange? Naam, Rupa, Guna, Leela. What is happening? Exchange of? Ki. हमारे बेटे के नाम रूप गुण लीला ये, हमारी बेटी के नाम रूप गुण लीला, पिक्चर्स आर एक्सचेंज्ड एंड ऑल दैट. एंड बिफोर दैट द बॉय डिडंट इवन नो दैट सच अ क्रीचर एग्जिस्ट ऑन दिस प्लैनेट. द गर्ल डजंट नो दैट सच अ पर्सन एग्जिस्ट ऑन दिस प्लैनेट. दोनों को पता नहीं. बट आफ्टर हियरिंग अबाउट ईच अदर, when the parents come home and they show the photo, tumhare liye dekho ye chuna hai humne, photo diya, dono abhi ek dusre ki photo dekh rahe, suna it's a biodata, sab kuch padha, photo dekha, then oh, this is going to be my life partner. Kya prem moment hai. Before that didn't even know whether that person existed or not. So which means that attachment was a result of proper hearing. So right now, alasya is because of lack of knowledge. Then they will spend sleepless nights dreaming about the other person. Why? Because heard properly. So if you are having sleepless nights for Krishna, know that you have heard properly. Like you said, knowledge. So yes, when we come into satsang program, first we get knowledge about so much. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So many times we have heard that. So So proper attachment will come when there is the proper knowledge which is disseminated. And then comes nishchalata. So when vikshepa and lay, and how wonderfully Prabhupada has given us these two things. Krishna said in that verse, abhyasena tu kaunte vairagyena cha grihyate, and Srila Prabhupada, as regard to abhyasa, what Prabhupada has given? 16 rounds. In regards to vairagya, Prabhupada has given the four principles. So that's the vairagya, that will take care of vikshepa. And chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra is the abhyasa, will take care of the alasya. So when vikshepa and alasya is taken care of, by this process of sadhana bhakti comes nishchalata, which is the third symptom of coming for a satsang program like this. So satsangatve nisangatva, nisangatve nirmohatvam, nirmohatvam nishchalatatve jivanamukti. So imagine if we are told, aap satsang mein aa rahe, final result kya hai? Jivan mukti. People will be scared. What? So jivan mukta means, whilst living in this world, we experience liberation. The example is given that you have the coconut, which is, you know, very much attached to the shell when it is wet. But when it dries up, you can see that the coconut, although within the shell, is not attached to the shell. So that is called the stage of jivana mukta. So when we come for a satsang program like this, yes, of course, there will be lots of ups and downs and sacrifice, everything. Because without sacrifice, as they say, no gain without pain. So similarly, प्रेम यदि चाहिए तो समर्पण खर्च करना होगा. यदि अच्छा सत्संग चाहिए तो समय खर्च करना होगा. लोग कहते हैं कि रिश्ते मुफ्त में आते हैं. अरे एक सांस अंदर लेनी होती ना तो पिछली छोड़नी पड़ती है. Which means you have to give up, and then only give up means the mentality, not in a very gross physical sense, but the mentality like Arjun. So let us be the followers of this great recipient of Bhagavad Gita, Arjun, whose journey began with Nayotseti Govinda. That was his opinion. I won't be fighting this war. I don't feel like fighting this war. Using all Dharma Shastra logic and everything, and the same Arjun, after hearing the entire Bhagavad Gita, the same Arjun is saying, Karishye Vachanam Tava. It's not, Arjun didn't say that thy will be done. You see, in some religions they say that this is one of the highest commandment. What is the highest commandment? They say, thy will be done. Arjun said, your thy will be done by me. I will do your will. I will fulfill your will. And that is the platform of pure surrender. And when we pass through these ups and downs, then of course the entire Gita explains that how to achieve that particular platform. But herein concisely, we want to discuss on the subject matter of what is the purpose of coming for such satsang programs. We began with, every place we visit, everything we do, we first keep in mind the purpose. So coming for these programs, this should be the purpose. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. Anyone has any questions? Yeah. speak loudly.
We are talking about the opinion. While discussing with friends or family or somewhere on some particular issue, but if I had, I know that it's the definite answer for this issue or situation. Should I cling on to my opinion now? Just being humble, suppose if I don't tell them, then it might be wrong. Suppose if I know the exact result, what happens for this situation or some other reason, should I open up with my opinion?
See, Arjun, Krishna, after speaking the entire Bhagavad Gita, what did Krishna say to Arjun? Yathechasi tatha kuru. Okay, that's what Krishna said. I have given my opinion, I have shared my opinion, what will be beneficial for you, what will be beneficial for all the Pandavas, what will be beneficial for the entire society.
Yeah, I agree for that, but if the argument goes on, then what should you do? If I keep firm, then it might be wrong also, which is, that is what...
Okay, so herein now, we have to go into the specifics of what you are asking. So, if the scenario is that maybe if your children, you know, if they are having a certain opinion and you know as a father that that opinion is harmful for that child. So yes, you have to put your foot down and you have to make sure that this child doesn't realize right now what the child is thinking about and what's planning to do. And then you have to put your foot down and sometimes you have to use some force also. Like Chanakya Pandit, he talks about that, you know, that Tadayan and Lalayan about the raising of the kid. So that's there. That certain stage, then the parents, they have to befriend and address the children like that. So I'm not sure what particular situation you're talking about, but I'm just giving you an example.
And in line with that one, what
you're...
In line with that, what you're putting
in. Is this a similar situation like this? If someone is subordinate to you, is immature, might not know what is good and bad for that person, so then, yes, you, in the interest, you know, for that person, you have to use some force. If you call that clinging on to your opinion, yes. Because you are doing it not for your sake. You see, when I was referring to clinging on to one's opinion out of false ego, which means it was meant that how I'll be benefited, how my false ego will be more inflated by clinging on to that opinion of mine. But if clinging on to your opinion will benefit someone, that's not false ego. You are doing it for someone else. In fact, you are putting your image at stake by appearing to be adamant, by appearing to be, you know, uncompromising. So you are in fact putting your image at stake, but for the benefit of the other person. Huh? Does that help?
Yeah.
Okay. Kirtan?
No, I
have two. Hari Bol, Mahalal Prabhu. Nice to see you.
Yes, question. No, actually the problem lies also in last 40-50 years, what has happened is we have started following the West. Even if we are devotees, West teaches people to be individuals more rather than independent. Independent rather than interdependent. Because Indian culture was of staying in joint families and understanding the other point of views, respecting and giving up what you said, this boss ego. I was in a family in Hyderabad where 22 people stayed together still.
Wow.
You might have heard about Raj Gopalan and the very nice devotee family. And when there is a conflict between five brothers, they just agree to the person and say, okay, they will go wrong. अगर वो गलत भी कर रहा है करके देखे एक दो साल में पता चल जाएगा कि ये गलत है पर वो मैच्योरिटी टू गिव अप योर राइट सब एट टाइम्स फॉर द लार्जर कॉज बिकॉज इट्स अबाउट रिलेशनशिप्स मेनी टाइम्स एंड नॉट बीइंग राइट और रॉन्ग आई थिंक दिस एस्पेक्ट वी हैव स्टॉप लर्निंग एज वी आर ग्रोइंग
Yeah. I remember one incident from my childhood. Now, you know, our family, I belong to Rajasthan, and my family, the Ishtadev is Salasar Balaji, Hanumanji. You know, there is a place in Rajasthan called Salasar. So, you know, Hanuman Jayanti was a big thing in our family, like that, because Ishtadev is Hanumanji. And I was not so much fond of sweets in my childhood. Now, of course, after coming to ISKCON, you know, there's another change which takes place. So I was not so fond of sweets. So I remember that on that day, Hanuman Jayanti, my mother used to make churma laddu to offer to Hanumanji. And it was like, you know, this is real, the special Hanuman Jayanti Hanuman Prasad. So everyone has to have it. Which at that point of time I was not so much used to, you know, liking it, that churma laddu. And I remember one year, my elder brother, he was in Bombay, he was not at home on that day. So when my mother was serving, you know, like big huge laddu on my plate, I said that, "Wo bach gaya aaj." I told about my brother, "Wo bach gaya aaj." When my mother heard that, she slapped me there, real tight slap. And I wasn't given any food. I still remember, "Oh, chaate ki gunj." So at that time, you know, I felt that, come on, what, like, did I kill anyone? Like, it's too harsh. And tell you something, now, whenever I visit my mother, she lives in Vrindavan, whenever I visit my mother, I tell her before, 1 week before, churma laddu banake. And not out of fear, I love it. No, I love it, love that. But then, you know, the point was not that you have to eat that laddu, but the point was you disrespected on this special day something which is supposed to be respected. So yes, as he's saying that, and what I said, that at that point of time I didn't realize that, I felt that, you know, it's quite unjust. But now when I look back, लातों के भूत बातों से नहीं मानते, होता है लाइक दैट. सो आई रिस्पेक्ट हर फॉर दैट, डूइंग दैट टू मी. नो यस, इन द वेस्ट आई सी दैट यू कांट, यू नो, यू कांट इवन से एनीथिंग टू द चाइल्ड. इन फैक्ट दे आर टोल्ड इन स्कूल एंड बाय द सोशल सिक्योरिटी सर्विसेज दैट इन केस इफ एनीवन टचेज यू एट होम लाइक दैट, डायल 911. उनको पहले से बताया था 911 डायल कर. वन, यू नो, डिवोटी इन यूएस, ही वाज टेलिंग मी दैट माय किड ऑलवेज ही थ्रेटेंस मी, टच 911 दबा. सो फाइनली, सो दे केम टू इंडिया, नो, ऑन वेकेशन. सो दे लैंडेड दिल्ली. जैसे दिल्ली लैंड किया, अब फोन कर पुलिस को, पूरी गजर उतार दी उसकी. So yes, sir, you are right. You see, joint family, I also have experienced, you know, that when we would come together, that native village, the Haveli, everyone, all the uncles, their families, cousins, everyone, and then our grandfathers, you know, they are like the Bhishma Pitama of the house, you know, the grandfathers. So I would experience this, that they acted like the library. You know, the elders were considered like the library of the house. Just like if a student is facing problem, he goes to the library to refer to other books. So similarly, because they have gone through so much, you know, in households. So whenever the newly married, when they have any problem, so they are like seasoned. And they say, "We know, pass by." You know, then they will say that what happened, you know, when they were as young couples or growing parents, and they can share. So they act like libraries. So the young generation, they may not realize, but yes, you know, when they refer to in a proper way, when they are told to, ultimately it will be beneficial for everyone. Thank you. Anything else?
Thank you for
Thank you for having me here. Thank you.
This soul is actually, you know, from childhood to here, we have came here, material world. Or is it, why can't you face open? Yes, yes, sir. Actually, I'm not sure. 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 और समय का वैल्यू पता रहना चाहिए. हम सब समय का ऐसा सदुपयोग नहीं करते हैं.
वैराग्य भक्ति मार्ग में वैराग्य हमें अलग से पैदा नहीं करना है. हम केवल भगवान के प्रति अनुराग पैदा करें और वो अनुराग अपने आप हमारे अंदर वैराग्य पैदा करें. जितना भगवान से आसक्ति आप बढ़ाओगे, अपने आप जो अनावश्यक चीजें हैं आपको छोड़ने की जरूरत नहीं, वो अपने आप आपको छोड़ के चले जाएंगे. लाइक यू नो व्हेन आई वाज इंग्लिश इज ओके विद यू यू अंडरस्टैंड व्हेन आई वाज यू नो लिविंग इन द एयरफोर्स हॉस्टल यू नो विद ऑल द अदर बैचलर्स एंड आई डोंट वांट टू एक्सप्लेन व्हाट काइंड ऑफ लाइफस्टाइल इट वाज यू नो ऑफ ऑल ऑफ देम. सो I had come in contact with devotees and you know also was initiated whilst serving over there. So I was practicing everything and many of my those friends from that time, they would try to bring me back with Real Love's company. So they would try to bring me back. So I would start preaching to them, like you know full-fledged preaching to them. So two things would happen. Either they would agree and they would also start practicing, or they would leave me. Either way, I was benefited. So when you are getting attached, you focus on your attachment towards Krishna and the unnecessary will leave you. You don't have to extraneously, separately leave the unnecessary. इसलिए आध्यात्मिक जीवन भगवान से रिश्ता जोड़ना, इस संसार से तोड़ना नहीं, भगवान से रिश्ता जोड़, भगवान को जोड़ हर चीज. दैट इज द रियल डेफिनेशन ऑफ माई सो सिंस यू आर टॉकिंग अबाउट समय की पाबंदी, सो यू शुड स्टॉप हियर. जय श्री प्रभुपाद की जय. थैंक यू ऑल वेरी मच. हरे कृष्ण.